Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Welcome back to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. Our next guest helps the construction industry navigate their digital transformation using technology. She is a construction software sales executive with broad experience in all aspects of construction accounting, project management, estimating, document imaging, and more. Please welcome Carol Hagen, owner of Hagen Business Systems. Carol, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me here today.
Hey, Carol, we are glad you could join us. So now, I know if there's anyone who knows what's going on in construction technology, it's you. So let's start by talking about the differences between artificial intelligence and robotics. I was talking about them in segment one, but I'd love to get your take on what is truly the difference between the two.
Sure. They're kind of married together. Artificial intelligence, I actually pull a definition from the question of artificial intelligence. It's a book by J. Nilsen. He states it as the activity devoted to making machines intelligent. And intelligence is that quality that enables an entity to function appropriately and with foresight in its environment. So artificial intelligence is making, you know, everything really smart and act more like a human. But as far as robotics goes, it is a sub-area of artificial intelligence, which would also include things like search and planning, knowledge representation, machine learning, some multi-agent systems, which we can get into in a later question, and robotics is also a piece of that. So I don't know if that clears it all up, but you know, maybe we need a robotics definition, which is investigating the aspects of sensing and acting like a human, which I guess we've all seen in some of the high-tech movies out there.
And you know, that's what I was saying about, you know, when we think about that, people get caught up in the idea of, you know, like what is seen in movies, you know, a Steven Spielberg movie and get lost in that kind of stuff. But when we're talking about artificial intelligence, we're really talking about trying to leverage that information, the real kind of thing. So let's talk about the job sites, you know, what we want to do, because we want to really leverage the data, the information. So let's talk about the challenges then with that, because I think that's where we get caught up in that. So what are some of the challenges then associated with leveraging artificial intelligence at the job site? Because that's what we really want to maximize. We want to be able to do that. But right now, I think we haven't been able to do it, but there's so much benefit by being able to do it.
Right. What probably is the biggest challenge is that we are working in a constantly changing environment. The conditions change, the terrain changes, the structures change. Where the materials are, basically the job map is in constant flux because we're putting something there and we're making improvements to the land. So that, along with all the moving parts that happen on a job site, where you know it's not just humans but equipment and deliveries that happening, that makes even a simple navigation complex, which in turn requires one of those multi-agent systems, which really means how does each system interact with each other. In other words, it's more than being virtually aware that a person is standing there, but that they're going to have to move because there's a truck coming down where they're standing. And you know, how do you make all that happen? Well, you better have somebody overseeing it all, not just leaving it up to the machines, because sometimes the humans don't act like they theoretically should. And along with that, you know, the other thing is getting enough data that programmers can put things together to help the machines learn what they should do, and not make a mistake in some of the programming that it assumes something that isn't going to happen. And that just requires a whole lot of data to be collected and analyzed. And we are, you know, barely scratching the surface today at a job site with, you know, things like drones and incorporating things that, you know, companies like Caterpillar have, you know, put on board their bulldozers and so forth.
Well, let's talk about then the real benefits of this, because we know that despite all the hurdles, there are some real rewards by doing this. I mean, that's what we're seeing, right? I mean, isn't that the whole excitement behind all of this? I mean, we're seeing that when we talk about this, leveraging artificial intelligence at the job site can really cause some huge benefits for a company.
Oh, yes. And some companies have actually seen that. I've seen a number of those machines that are basically putting up a brick or masonry wall. And a lot of people have at least seen a YouTube video on that, because there are a number of them out there all challenging that same particular space. What happens is, you know, the benefits that we all think we will see is, you know, faster response times, better choices, improved productivity, have some sort of continuous learning loop, because a machine can do that even better than humans sometimes, because we forget and it never does. You know, even the basic things like a proximity warning will oftentimes make a person move or a machine stop, and you know, we've got that already out there. So what we're really trying to do is not just leverage the artificial intelligence, but leverage the dance of everyone on the site, and it really has some huge benefits in production in particular, simply because unless the machine breaks down, it doesn't really need a break, and unfortunately, when it's labor intensive, humans do, and you know, that's also true of the conditions at the job site. How much of a break do you need? You need a bigger break when you're working in the desert when it's 100 degrees out versus, it's a nice 60 degrees, or even, you know, going in and getting warm in the wintertime. So if we can get our machines to work no matter what the weather is, that in itself could be a huge break, although I do see rain being an issue for some of this. So, you know, rain and snow can hold us all up, and I think that the industry's kind of used to that.
So there's a lot of things we have to take into consideration when we're talking about artificial intelligence. Are there, we've just talked about many of them. Are there other things we need to know about artificial intelligence at the job site? You talked about weather. Are there specific things we need to be aware of when we're talking about at a construction job site or just in general?
Well, I would say in general we need to understand that the volume of data that is being captured can all be processed in an instant, and therefore, if we've got a drone flying and it's doing thermal imaging at the same time that it's doing some sort of laser kind of scanning, or it's doing those pieces, you know, in one or two or three or four passes, that we can't have immediate feedback today. It has to go through processing time. Similar to, we have to stop and think before we can answer a question. The real piece that you need to understand is that the skills that we're going to need at the job site are going to be, developing over time, and you know that's something we're going to have to get involved with proactively in our companies. You know, what skills do we really need, and not go outside and look for those skills, but create something that makes it that we can develop from within. Because we don't want everybody to be displaced.
And when you say that, I mean, is that something we, you know, we've just got about a minute left, but, I mean, is that something we're all kind of fearing? I mean, you know, when we talk about the job site, are construction workers worried that they're going to be displaced by all this emerging technology?
Well, they do. They're not going to be replaced in the next decade, although certain skills are certainly more susceptible to automation, like the bricklayer or the the dozer operator. What we really have to understand is that we need to be able to incorporate all of the lessons learned to come up with some sort of workforce skills development and workforce planning, that we prepare people for the pieces they're going to need to know, so that the dozer operator, instead of operating one piece of equipment, might be overseeing five or six at a time. And, what skills does he need for that? Because now he's not just an operator of one machine, he's a manager of five autonomous. But it's that type of skill set that we need to really run into.
Carol, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the time here, and hope everybody has a great artificial intelligence day.
All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're out of time. But remember, we want you to sign up for our 365 newsletter, latest news impacting the construction marketplace. And if you haven't, register for the expo in March of 2017. And remember, thanks for tuning in for ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Gotham Books presents Marriage Rules by Harriet Lerner. The book Martha Beck calls required reading for anyone hoping to interact successfully with any other human, not just for those in romantic relationships. Get your copy wherever books and ebooks are sold, and visit harrietlerner.com to learn how to change your marriage today.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. Improve your business and your life with useful information from experts and thought leaders. WS Radio is radio with ROI.
You take your smartphone almost everywhere you go. Now WSRadio.com can be there too. Search WS Radio in the Play Store for your Android devices or iTunes for Apple and download the WS Radio application. WSRadio.com, on your phone and in your ear everywhere you go. Download the WS Radio application. Do it now. It's very easy. WSRadio.com.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at conexpoconag.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. If you've ever wanted to grow your business, but held yourself back from fear that it would take over your life, then we urge you to get your copy of Scale today. It'll give you a proven roadmap for rapidly growing your business while also gaining more personal freedom. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Scale is for every entrepreneur who ever wondered if they really own their business or if their business owns them. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com. That's scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.